Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Malak.
But you know, I've realized something with us today. I'm telling you, if he does that, he's going to be in big trouble. Look, man. Kereke ikono utso ba iloto ito ya. Wa utla batla ya kwa abo ba iloto ito ya kwa habo. But it's our papa. So it's good to take it to the Father in heaven, to speak to the Father in heaven and say, your son is doing this. Help me. I am somewhat becoming disheartened because your son is doing this. So the advice I can say to Jesu Ntikan is to say, you know, it is good to take this to the Father rather than to say, to speculate and say, maybe mang mang wa hits. Atamayo ba shoota video, fetso ba shoota video, bari yo crimen injuria, yo he will sue your family all their monies, and so it is good to actually take it to the Father and say, Father, this is your son, this is your servant, you know how to fix him, I don't, but somehow his activities are affecting me. Help me that I shouldn't lose heart, you know. Most of us have actually prayed that kind of prayer. We grew up in ministries that are like that, but we never spoke publicly. We never did. There are some things that I will never speak publicly, which happened to me in the ministry. And because I went to the Father and said to the Father, this is your son, as far as I'm concerned. And he's killing me. Help me, Father.
Sure.
And the Father helps. Yes, Malak. Sorry, Malak.
No. It's fine, actually. Get back to interrupting. When you speak of this, I can relate something that happened to me. That I used to dream this brother, like, Muntako ke monora ke tshwanetse o na le mosadi ga ga ba robetse ke tshwanetse like ke nne teng mo.
Hey wen.
Weba. And like man. And ya no ke batla go mmolella ba ka gore ke branya na ya ka mare a ikho go thata gore o simolla ka because ene o tlo batla o tlo e tla nna kare nna I'm lasting the wife.
The wife. Yes, it would look like that.
Ka ntse batho ba botlhe ba molora.
That's witchcraft.
Same way.
Witchcraft.
So, hanga go ya. I'm in Cape Town, bako Gauteng, and you know, you keep in touch with phone and all that. So, baba ba, hey, the church is no longer the same. So, how about I ponen? What do you mean? Now, I ponen. Or go and pray, and then I went to pray. And it was revealed to me. And I was sent to him. Because every time they put into the front to confess. So, and then, you know, you have to do what. So, you have to stand in front of the congregation. Mm. Confess, and then you come and pray so that the honor is for us. Now, probably more to two sisters. So now, I want to go to the normal man. Who is a hala in? Why suddenly? Why transkiller mutu can there mutako bees? And then. Unile busy, opregisise, abayilo nyala ka spiti, mpa isi bona.
Yes.
Kuru ruske ra jampela, ra eka, nte kure sahala. Naka ra ay, kutamaka, everything kutamaka, kante no, na izu kuru utwala, utwala tila, utwala jilo ya. So these are the things Philip Pitlang Motson. And guess what? Lemolele Baruku Owalo na one ko Cape Town. Astola le ba mo kirekeng yaka. And then that was it.
Sure.
It was over.
Yeah. But when I
Rikopanta, you know how it even the church started that Kimoha Yakespani and all the Lena Habiri, Rasamarillo Rafael Labatu, Wabana, and then from there, Cecilia congregation, but about it's about close to 50, 100, you know, Setuhu, Batubata, and all that. I know, Kelletaya and I'm a tithing, I guess. Yeah. So. We need to understand that spiritual darkness is the absence of light of our Yahuwah, which is His way, His wisdom, and His spirit. Right? This is something it is a condition of the heart, the mind, and the soul when they are separated. It is when we are disconnected from Him. So, when I said earlier on, we walk without the light, we walk without the truth, we live apart, far apart from His presence. So now, when we look at Isaiah 59, verse 2, Yare, by your iniquities, you have separated, but your iniquities have separated between you and your Elohim, your Almighty, and your sins have hid your face from you, His face from you, that He will not hear. So now, stop nonsense. Wait, what? So now, put a barrier in between, because He's clean. His Kadash is holy. So, see, they say, in His presence. So now, which means it blocks the light. It builds that wall. So now, until we get to a point where we start to remove the darkness. Wait, what? How about that? How about that? So now, which means spiritually, and the spiritual bath that we need to get into, so that now we in His presence. And the more we disconnect, is the more Satan are registered in West. Like, you know, it starts thinking you get in time. And when you try only more deep in, and you end up not even trusting our Yahuwah because, you know, they are so enticing, demonic, you'll enjoy them. We're going to start off for Angasone because Rata. A fancy life, you know, it will be cars, it will be a nice life and all that, and then from there, there was a photo that was rolling years ago, bakopane genge kopane, and then there's women, and how can we do that? They even exchange women.
Yeah.
But yes. Haba kopane, hai, kore o le papa o le uno tsaya daughter. Hey, ke puso ya Satane. Ke tlhakatlhakane.
When I said some time ago that they do exchange women, you know, people were saying, ayikho lento ayenzakali. Now you are saying it. Now I said it many years ago. Now you are saying it.
They do, I think. Yeah. They do. You know, anyway, some of the things, we may not see them physically, but ralora. They are revealed. Why would Ulo Sukela, Ulo, I mean, the name of your business, but imagine Abayahua, who is a fella, who vision over Nabatakiba, who is a hala in from nowhere. I've seen a lot. I have seen a lot. And because I get it now, when we get to these churches, we sometimes are excited by they call your name, they call your ID number and all that. And some of us would have prayed to say, hey, where is it going to be like a professor at Jaka N? And what they prophesy has got absolutely nothing to do with the kingdom, because there's no scripture that says you must call the ID number.
Mm.
Or a fridge, a bedroom suit, a ready today. How does it edify the kingdom? It doesn't. So now, which shows it's the disconnection. And now they will say, no, we want to prove to you who is well made. Why what? Which gives them a way. Because it's like, oh, that's the only way we can know they are telling the truth, because they will tell me. And we don't know the familiar spirit. These things, it's in the spiritual realm. Our works are recorded. The monitoring spirits that are looking after us. And because these people are friends, listen, they will be surveilling them. So this and this and this and this. Some prophesy in reality, but come ya o fing. And then that take a rapile are bahu rapella bahu bama chos. I guess Arskabali. I said the other day as well, for I don't even like your family, can make it a care of chat. Because I can take a rapure mutu answareto. And enough. The problem came out of Babo Mme because, but the weave, like you spoke about the weave. So every time buyer, but you lost and you lost, but so ready to go. Now, Motoko so ready to go, and you don't even know how are you didn't cover yourself. And they touching the crown, the vulnerable part of you, they hate. So it means it's easy for them to can deposit or even to take. Wa Israel gore o nna motho fela wa bereka, but o tla ilo di bereka le di wivitse le o tla se o tla mangala gore o tla ilo ba go tsenya wivi go gona 5000 ba tlo tsenya wivi ya 2000.
So send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Things that are condoning evil, things that you see by yourself, you see them, that these things are condoning evil, things that we really need to get rid of, which are condoning evil. We're talking about that. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Drop us also a voice note on the WhatsApp there. I'll be keen to hear from you. I'll be very keen to hear from you as to what you say about this. Are we seeing quite a lot of this? And some people have written on Facebook some time ago with regards to this and things that are happening, which are not according to the will of the Father and the way of the Father. And they spoke quite a lot on the issue, if you can remember very well. So send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on the matter. And also, of course, you can drop us a voice note on the WhatsApp, 0826572729. 0826572729. Veli Mafolos is speaking about the level of wickedness that is taking place. And it condones evil so much, is written on Facebook there. And Sipo Polos is talking about the corruption on people on the high profile. You know, the corruption of people on the high profile. It is said, it's most of the people, it's said. And then Mabohale Mokwena says, Batswadi basa khaliming bana ba bona. Eish. Batswadi basa khaliming bana ba bona. It condones a lot of sin. Nosipo Floram BD says, living contrary to the word of God, Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. Look our lifestyles as Christians, the scaring dress code. The scaring dress code. It says, o tshabe le go mo sheba mosadi o mongwe. And what about men? How do we expect them to look at us if we as women are afraid to look at each other? Antate Modimo a re thuse, a re khalemele. And I said to her, even men have developed a clothing code that demeans them. That shows all the privates, you know, draws them all. Yeah, men. Rachel Ray says, Gya twaswa every day. Kids don't get educated education. Gya twaswa. A youth leader, Yanyamalala, 6 months, is Ayotos. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Join us for heart-to-heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at daily challenges, relevant issues, and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Become enlightened. Listen live on Radio Pulpit, 657 a.m. or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
Ulwazi oluthe vetshe, impilo engcono, nothando oluthe gabalala. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. Malak, let me read this scripture. It says, Isaiah 5:20, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness. Who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter? Jeremiah 6:14 says, they've also healed the hurt of my people slightly, saying peace, peace, when there's no peace. Basically, there are those people who are condoning sins who are the agents of Satan and have penetrated the ministries. And they come in many forms. But what was abominable to the Father, they call it acceptable. What is sweet, they call it bitter. And what is bitter, they call it sweet. What is evil, it's called good. And what is good is called evil. And what is darkness is called light. And what is light is called darkness. It says, and such have brought a temporary relief on the people. And actually they say peace when actually people are being violated. They experience violence in their lives. And this is a condoning of evil, a condoning of sin amongst us. And it happens on the pulpits. What say you, Malak?
Malak, ha go sa tlo go na le dikereke tse dinang, ke tare dikereke tse dinang le aba ya bua de very few. We have joined Bunzi Barona, a cult. That is now the state of affairs where we at today.
So,
because we lack discernment, because we are situation Barona. No, when we pray, we forget, let your will be done. But when his will is done, we want to change our situation. Instead of maybe staying in prayer, but we go and seek man-made help. Instead of going in seeking him. I think it's, would it be Second Chronicles? Second Chronicles, chapter number 7, if the heavens are shut and there's no rain, and the people that are called by my name humble themselves So dilo tedingwe o kra gore re tsamaya motone because there's something that I need to learn. I need to understand. You know, o kra gore ga se boloi in that fact, but Abba has kept me in this place because there's a lesson. And for the fact that ga itse ke khone go tlhalogana the lesson e ke tsontseng ke learn, then I'm still there. Ke tsana le gore le motho re ditang class. Why what?
Yeah.
Now, na kilo batla go etsa the shortcut. I call it the microwave option. You know, there's a farmer who goes through the long process. I'm in a pula, prepare mu, I say. But there's this one who comes and then who cry everything in the red, and then, you know, it's a short way. It seems convenient. But what have I learned in the process?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Sure.
Well, the farmer has invested. The farmer has learned so many things. And these are the things that we need to be able to understand. Because now, Reskira Ratewa Kipi for Kamoto Ata are, hey, Charie, Kokere Kenyaka, this and that and that. And then Rarita Mukhine, because we're looking at the situation, because Rabata Komerkom promotion and all that. We buy these anointing oils. We don't even know where they come from. Rata. Fruit of the womb. Rata. Lion of Judah. Rata. Rata. Rakadi speaker. Rakadi. Bare speaker, sir. Ba bona ha ona le speaker se mo ntunya go re ya ga e ka se ya utswiwa. Ba se di nepe tsa batho ba tlo di tsenya ba di ya ga mo gare ga dintlo. We have failed. We have missed it. Which means we don't come on for now. Rare, aba ya hua, ga re sa tlhole re go tlhoka. Ke na le snepe sa prophet mo I'm protecting not well. Why what? The language that we are speaking, it's what we are speaking, because we need to carry him. We need to be the light. We need to have people. Tsantsa go le parologano between rona batho ba ba rapelang batho ba ba balang the scripture, because first of all we shouldn't just read it and then re latlhela kwa ga se novel a se magazine. It's not just a book, Millicent Boone. Re ke lentswe le le phelang, it's the living word. So we need to live it, and when we live it, it starts to manifest. The things that we are able to look at and they get activated in us, then we become the radiance. But mama kan gore marwana o khona yang rona re panga le ga ba re ba khunika ne ba ka re ba 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 re. But because you are surrounded by prayer, Psalm 91 says you are in the innermost part. That's where you dwell. So it means you are inside a house of protection. And before a fitla ko wena tshwantsa simole pele ka aba ya hua to get to you, and it's impossible. But because of we have the tinkling ear, we have a situation, the stomach politics, we don't see the bigger picture, and the bigger picture is for us to enter the new Jerusalem.
Absolutely.
This will make us to reason and all that, and then we are reduced to the post. And that is what Satan uses to entice us, because he starts to reason with you and say, look at your situation. Bona baru, nasa nalo ena shkolo, mkupula nalema mmine nyana yang, ali skyla yang go shkolo, umukana. Ukra 91, and every time akra bo 32. Mare, bono samaka kolo ye kanakana. Bono nako kai. So which means now, hey, I need to do something.
Yeah. It's quite sad. These are the things we see. May the Father Yahuwah help us. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique, and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
Tapelo ya motho yo lukileng ena le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit moshumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntlhamelwane ya yona.
Kudawashe Chira says on Facebook, love is nowhere to be found amongst people, even in the church. It's so sad. That condones the sin of hatred, eh? And John Godley says, also notice that a shift away from traditional values and principles such as respect for authority and community. These things are indicative of a spiritual attack. Yeah, they condone sin, these things. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this issue. Let's hear what you say on this issue. And then, of course, you can drop us a voice note, 082-657-2729. Or you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Mfundisi wamina.
Sibingelele pastor, sibingelele nokubalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit umsaka 13 zabantu tithokotisako. Bezwakala mfundisi indaba. Mfundisi, nabe mfundisi kunokunqotshwa kumuntu mfundisi. Indaba iqala lapha kumukeleni koJesu lapha mfundisi. Uma umuntu engamukela uJesu noma enkonzweni uthole ukuthi laba phansi mfundisi labo. Baba namandla kakhulu kuye mfundisi ngoba kaphumanga ngale. Kubo koko mkulu ngale kubo mapeja ngale kubo mazangeni ngawufuna uyaphunywa ngale mfundisi eh manje akaphumanga ngale basamfuna labaphansi mfundisi manje abuye lathola ukuthi no ubufundisi bunemali ubufundisi buyadlisa ubufundisi abe ngumfundisi uthola ukuthi ngale lemisebenzi le yabo gogo le lokuthatha amakhosikazi abe omabili Leyo ukuthi umfundisi kuntshontsha ukuzonda imisebenzi phela yabaphansi le mfundisi.
Hey madodati.
Abaphansi bayaqala ukuzonda nakudala mfundisi. Ikuye kodwa engumfundisi ukuzonda abanye abantu. Ukushela bomama abanye abantu. Kakhulukhulu bomfundisi ababasheli bomama abanye abantu. Bashela namantombazana amancane labe nesincanakazana umfundisi umbishop. Sinalakazana. Umemela phe pulpit lapha ngusibheka. Sibheke phansi na sinalakazana sakamfundisi. Uyabo noma amafana bafuna ukusithinta bobo bathi hey 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 hey. Lwey, uwambishop lo. Hey, manje yabona mfundisi lemisebenzi la ikhona ukunyamalala le. Inyamalala kuphela. Uma sewula embusweni kaNkuluNkulu, umbuso kaNkuluNkulu sewusemzimbeni womuntu. Kani mambo pastor?
Kani mambo mfundisi amina bari lo mtsikete, mtsikete. Yeah, yeah. You are bishop.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit. Download the Bible to your cell phone. Read Word for Today. And you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za. Especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Send us your WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. And you can drop us a voice note. Let's hear what you say on the issue. Gladwin Dube says, good evening, bafundisi. Abazalwane, bebabambe ethusayo indaba ku Facebook. Ngendaba yabazalwane abangena ku courtship. ukuthi bayajahana kwenziwe nama abortion ukuzama ukufihla uhlazo. Inkosi inibusise bafundisi. Eish madata. This one is painful because you find that the sister dies in that back room abortion. The sister dies in that back room abortion. Or check this one out, Malak. The sister is told to do an abortion. She goes, she does the abortion in the back room. And then the brother marries another sister. The brother gets into a courtship with another sister. That sister becomes pregnant and then agwenziwe abortion. You know what happens? The sister landimbaz. Le mina bazoyikapa i keyboard le uzayidlala ngama enkulu.
Lalela ukuze uzothola ukukhanya ebumnyameni. Thola i-app yethu manje. Ungangena ku radiopulpit.co.za futhi ungasithola ku DStv Audio 882 kanti na ku OpenView 607 siyatholakala. Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Send us your WhatsApp 0826572729. Activities that are condoning evil amongst us. And we are speaking about them not to scandalize one another. We are speaking about them to get rid of them. We are exposing them that these things are condoning evil. And if they are happening in our lives, we should get rid of them. It's no longer the manner of relating now. It is sin being condoned. And sometimes we don't see this because we are hurt in these things. We somehow got injured in these things. Somehow we actually got involved emotionally into these things, or we have invested so much emotionally into these things. And then we don't see if these things are condoning evil because we just see our rights and what we want, and it becomes a big problem. Let's hear what you say. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729.
Skipped a program? No problem. Download our podcasts anytime, any day. Visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Ngithuba ngibingelele kwemfundisi uRay, ngibingelele nesambeli sakho ke lapha e-studio nabalaleli bonke be-Radio Pulpit. Ngibingelela ke egameni lenkosi yethu Christu Jesu waseNazaretha, isihloko esithi how sin is condoned. Condoning sin means you accept, allow, normalize, turn a blind eye and approve of that sin in your life and in the lives of others. Condone is treating something bad is acceptable, forgivable, or harmless. Condoning sin is going against God and the Bible. God hates sin. We should also hate sin. Psalm chapter 5, verse 5 says, "The boastful shall not stand in your sight. You hate all workers of iniquity." UJesu nabafundi bakhe baphila impilo yokusiza abantu ukuba baphenduke empilweni yesono. Ababhali nabafarisi bayisa owesifazane owabanjwa esoqotsheni lokuphinga. UJesu akamlahlanga owesifazane ngesono sakhe. John chapter 8 verse 10 and 11. UJesu wayeselulama engaboni muntu ngaphandle kowesifazane, wathi kuye, "Sifazane, baphi labo bamangaleli bakho na? Akakho okulahlayo na?" Wayesethi, "Akakho Nkosi." Wathi ke uJesu kuye, "Nami angikulahli, hamba ungabe usona." Paul was not judging all the churches he wrote to when he pointed out their sins. He loved them enough to say, "The life you are living now is wrong and you must repent." In Romans chapter 1 verse 18 to 32, he pointed out the sins of the Romans. Inkosi uJesu ke nabafundi bakhe bahlukunyezwa bashushiswa ngokuphumela obala bemelana nesono, kodwa ke imiphefumulo eminingi yasindiswa ngenxa yokukhuthala kwabo benothando lokusiza abantu ukuthi baguquke baphenduke ezindleleni zabo ezimbi. Nathi singabazalwane abasindisiweyo kumele senze njalo, sibizele sizelwe ukuvula amehlo abantu sibatshele iqiniso ngokuthi isono siyabulala ukuphenduka kuyasindisa. Silence in the face of sin is condoning. Truly, none is perfect, and we all sin in our humanness. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Our goal as Christians is to become aware of our sins, ask forgiveness. We must take a stand for righteous living ourselves and encourage others to do the same. We don't condemn, but we never condone sin. Regardless of how many sinful laws are passed in the country's constitution, Christians remain steadfast to the truth in the Bible. While Christians are commanded not to judge others in Matthew chapter 7, verse 1, it does not mean Christians should not condone sin. In the days in which we are living in, many people are not steadfast when it comes to defending the truth of any matter in public. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13 says, "Watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong." In the world in which we are living in, sin is glorified, accepted, legitimized, and even legalized in our cultures and in some churches. The believers are afraid to speak out against it. We are to teach about what the Bible says about sin. The government has passed the law of same-sex, and some churches have approved it. In Leviticus 18, verse 20, God says, "You shall not lie with a man as with a woman." It is an abomination. A supporting verse, Leviticus chapter 20, verse 13. Ungalali nowesilisa njengangowesifazane kuyisinengiso. The human rights has also allowed clothing to be unisex. In Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 5, God says, "A woman shall not wear anything that pertains to a man, nor shall a man put on a woman's garment. For all who do so are an abomination to the Lord your God." Owesifazane makangagqoki okwendoda, nendoda mayingembathi ingubo yowesifazane, ngokuba yilowo nalowo okwenza lokho uyisinengiso kuJehova uNkulunkulu wakho. Christians are afraid of speaking out against sin for fear of being accused of judging. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 20. Abonayo ubasole phambi kwabo bonke ukuze nabanye besabe. Call a spade a spade. We can read Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 4. The good work of a dedicated Christian. James chapter 5, verse 19 and 20, but I'll only read verse 20. Let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. Condoning sin leads to pain, destruction, and separation from God. A supporting verse, Isaiah 59, verse 2. Acts chapter 3, verse 19 and 20. I will summarize it. It says, "Repent and turn to God so that your sins may be blotted out." Also read 1 John chapter 3, verse 6. 8 to 9. I thank you. God bless you in a mighty way. Amen and amen.
May the Father do you good in a mighty way. Thank you so much, Babongane. We really appreciate.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
657 AM. Send us a WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. And let's hear what you say on this issue. Zoli Swatala is saying something here. Says, "It's so sad, plus I see 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 to 9. Hi, Gubi. Terrible times in our country and church. Disorder, kuya le ekekho kuya le akekho okhuza omunye activities that really propel sin amongst us. It's because askuzani sinoyeka kunjalo. That which is good, we call it bad. That which is bad, we call it good. Ezekiel 13:22. Because with lies we have made the heart of the righteous sad, whom I have not made sad, and we have strengthened the hands of the wicked, so that he does not turn from his wicked ways to save his life. Basically, those who are sinning, we propel them that way because we benefit from that. We can't wait to see them sinning over and over again, and we don't want to see them repenting, because if they repent, they'll come to their senses and we won't get the benefits that we get. So this condones sins on our part. Malak, what comes to mind?
You know, also what Andy speaks of abomination in terms of how women dress, men's clothing and all that. And the Hollywood has, or long time, not now, had started to make movies, Big Mama, Bomadilla, you know, where we see women, and we believers, but yet we say we are believers. So we should mean that we still need to get back and learn and understand the word, because then, remarka, you know, if we still support these things, if we still love the television now, it's all about storylines are mostly about gays and lesbians. You know, almost every series, every movie that you watch. So what does it say to us as believers? Because we still go and we watch these things, we still enjoy these things, but we can see that where they are driving us to, because they are trying to drive a wedge. These things, we're going to start no longer, I agree they say we judge, but now we're going to be familiar with them, and we're going to allow them. So which means we our God, you know, you start to be lenient and hofedile, because it would be easy to can do slow crossing, if I may put it that way. But can do when you always at God to say, hey, but you know what? This is against my beliefs, kind of the TV and all that. So and that would be us being true believers. You know, when we say we are standing for this, we are truly of the kingdom. Yahusha Mo, John 17 says, we are not of this world. We cannot be like them. We cannot compromise and be like them in any way, shape, or form. So let's say, Kubona Lehuri, only Kimutu Obalang, the word, the person that practices the word, because they would be walking in the light. But when we are counted, we can't be counted with them. If we are counted with them, then it means there's a problem with us. We need to go back to the drawing board as believers and go and recheck. We watch the shows. We love them. And, you know, it's the shows that are speaking idols. You know, all those kind of things. And to us, it's just, no, it's just television. No, it's not television. It's a form of programming where they are changing or tuning us to a frequency of allowing these things around. Because now, kamuso, even lehangwana ummona ali ili gay or lesbian, it's going to be fine. It will be acceptable. You know, instead of you standing up and praying against that, but you just get as a believer, ah, no, it's okay. All that. So that is what they are doing to us. Deuteronomy 28, let's take John 3, verse 6, which says, and this is the condemnation, that light has come to the world, and men loved darkness rather than the light, because their evil deeds were evil. Mm. For everyone that does evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. So we can see that those who live in this spiritual darkness, they will always avoid the light. They will always avoid the truth, because it will expose their evil behaviors. So darkness allows sins to grow unchecked. Papa Hana Abua, I remember there was a pastor who was very old, and he goes to the young boy and he says, I want to have your anointing. Look at how big your church is in Pretoria Showground. Nakhale ke le muruti for over 20, 30 years. And it's just maybe 5 people. So now I came all the way, I want to come and tap into your anointing. Mono lite. You were preaching the word, but now you start to be enticed. You are moved from the light and you are attracted into darkness because you are a social crowd. Imagine if each and every one of the ampadi 200, but so tired. It means it has a killer sharp. Look at what he dresses, or look at how the man says, I want to be like him, unaware, and he end up coming to bow in front of a little boy. Instead of wena, who has learned the word, who has walked in the truth, but instead we have changed, we have swapped, we've taken away our crown, and we are letting ourselves to be the tail instead of being the head. So it's a serious problem that we are facing today as believers. Matthew 8, number 12 says, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into the outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So we need to understand, we need to make a choice. It's decisions. That's the value of decisions. Do we want Cholatela Talifat? Lay, barring, Matthew chapter 6 speaks about laying your treasures on earth where there is moth and rust, right? Which means now, dito rusa dilote. Dilote reko di kukhela, dikreine mo reko di kukhela right here. We will build these multi-billion dollar houses whatsoever, but at the end of the day, we would have wasted because my house. But the question is, in the spiritual realm or in the New Jerusalem, does my name appear in the Lamb's Book of Life? So these things can be a delay. So, because the situation right now, maybe helping us to pray. Because maybe if we had the money, Pastor Ray, we wouldn't be doing this show right now. We could be really kai kai, kobo Dubai, or the island, kai kai, kuna monate in the yard and stuff like that. But the situation ya ore releke irituse. Today we are speaking, we are telling what is of the truth. We are speaking about the word of Abba Yahuwah. So which means the situation in Erling Mayon, it is to suffer and rappel. Because what we await is not of this world, but it is of the other side. So nalwena, retonally the farmer, rathagula, we are preparing the soil, you know, but we know on the other side it's where we're going to receive our fruits. Yes, Baba Ongobone, Barata is shortcut. But when the time comes for them to get to the other side, their names are not written because they have followed that which is of darkness. Darkness moves us away from the presence of Abba Yahuwah. Darkness makes us not to pray. Darkness makes us, we have the spirit of pride. It is me. Obadiah chapter number 1 speaks of the lifting up. You know, I'm a graduate. You know, look at what I have achieved. Yeah, naki rupekile na, and naki tender man. You know, all these kind of things. Bako patela. Whether it's drug syndicate, all the dark work that they've been doing. Look at things are starting to come out now. All the, it's been fun. So kule monate ba jam monate ba kela monate ba eta kuli san chini ba etang ba etang. But light, when it comes, is going to expose darkness.
Yeah.
May Abba Yahuwah help us.
Hallelujah. Now, send us a WhatsApp. 082657-2729. Let's hear what you say.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Another aspect that brings superstitions, that brings sin in the congregations and amongst us, is superstitions. July Trevangobeni says, bringing superstitions and false doctrine in some supposedly Christian denominations. Superstitions are brought on in a way, and the practices of such, we see these things. And July, you know, we were speaking about people, youth leaders and leaders disappearing. And then they come back, and you still don't know, as a pastor, you still don't know. Tomakala tsatsileleng,
feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Hey, Evanda, how? Kanti manje, Sister Dorothy, what's going on? Pastor, I was. Now they tell you after church. You haven't seen her because, you know, this Sister Dorothy has been very active in the church. You haven't seen her. Now you miss her. And all of a sudden you see, ew. And then you start to see the challenge and say, keep it more mountain, how it's more fat, more trouble. I don't know. Maybe it's because Kala Satli Mungkonzo. But in your heart, the Father is telling you, there's something wrong there. And then bow water after Awit. If you know what I like from you, Awit. The rotten you know how. Hey. So we need to be careful about these things. They really are happening. They take place, man. So I agree with July, Trevangobeni, saying, people are bringing superstitions and all those kinds of false doctrines in the place, and this is quite sad there. Right. Here's another one that actually brings sin big time. The idolization of preachers and founders. There is nothing as demeaning as greeting me in the name of the founder of your church. And we still have those things going on. And people don't see because they are just many amongst themselves. They don't see the large crowds that backslide because of that. No, they don't see that. You don't see the kind of demons that you are bringing in into the ministry when you do that. But hey, it's one of those things that are happening. Malak, let me read this and hear what you say with this. It says, in Ezekiel, I've read Ezekiel. In Malachi 2:17, it says, you have wearied the Elohim with your words.
yet you say, in what way have I wearied him? In that you say, everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Elohim, and he delights in them. Or where is the Elohim of justice? There's a saying that goes around that, no, as a saved person, if you sin, it's okay because already Christ has died for it on the cross. And I'm using the word Christ, and I will use the word Jesus because that's what I hear. That they say, no, Jesus has already forgiven you because you are born again. So if you sin, he knew or he knows that you would have sinned. So he has prayed ahead before time. So don't worry as you sin, because you are actually not under condemnation. You are no longer under the law. We see those kinds of things, and these things are condoning so much evil. The word says, for Yahuwah cannot be mocked. A man will sow what he will reap, what he has sown. Unless we repent, we really need to repent and allow the grace of the Father to continue to cover us against our own scandals and sins. And much of the times we become those kinds of people who seem not to care. Malak, finally, what comes to mind?
Ari, why did Yahusha tell the woman to say, sin you no are free?
Neither do I condemn you. Neither do I condemn you. Yes. Sin no more.
Sin no more.
Amen. Yeah.
Sin no more. Aye, man.
Well,
you see, like, seriously, we've been misled, and we need to have that relationship where we read the scriptures, and when we come back to pray. So that there must be, we need to know this person, that is he teaching the truth? Mm. Is he really your servant? You know, that we can be able to kulona meti or lefukulare sang long, instead of just bowing according to the crowd or kahore kikereke ya mama rhuletikoting and all that, you know, because then there's big trouble and ke problem at that, you know, that this is the problem. That is what we daily have to repent.
Yeah.
Daily. It's a must. So we talk about that. I don't know what one saved, always saved. Otherwise, it means that you have a rat as a West Vigno. So, I'm a who are two servants to tell I am me to go reconne, refat, so that whatever says you do, really check. Also, the problem is that I think what we taught in church, maybe we are excited and everything because we seeing our girlfriends and those that we are eyeing and whatnot. So, maybe not we, you know, but let's revise the word, ask Abba Yahuwah, and recheck the scripture, what the man said or the woman said who was preaching, and then we can seek deeper revelation and knowledge of the word.
Mm.
We need to study the word.
Yeah.
That is primary, that is important, so that whenever somebody comes to lie, we can pick it up. Like now, I can now pick up a false prophet just with the symbol like a Korah, I know. Be like, this kid fell out. Because now, that is what Abba has taught me. And it's like, it will be like it. And then it's like, listen, walk. So what would be guiding to say, okay. And they would speak the word. But so how Saidi? They've gone. So so that we can be able to discern. To love with all our hearts, with all our minds, and with all our being, that nothing comes to replace you. But we must seek you diligently when I fail.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Sipati says, Aumuruti, Amaroko di Roko.
Okay.
Hayi ke bakwethu sesifike emaphetheleni wehloyelo. Inkosini buse ngendlela isimanga sibonga kakhulu. And ngesontelizayo ke, which means next show, next program, we are going to be talking about evil influences. You'd see we're not getting much away from this pick. We are going to be talking about evil influences. We are talking about things that are condoning sin. And we are going to be talking about evil influences. The issue is, can we be able to see them? Can we be able to detect that this is an evil influence? You know, we will be talking about that next week. Malak, Tuda Raba.
Tuda Raba and Shalom. Shalom and Tuda to also your family, my ah. Also to Professor Bisondezi in absentia and to the beautiful Radio Pulpit listeners. Let us stretch Abayahua with all our hearts.
Halala. Thank you so much for making time for us, Malak. I really appreciate. May the Father do you good, sir. A great night, and pass my regards to your little ones, and we talk again throughout the week. We talk again.
Shalom, Rabbi. Shalom, Rabbi. We are servants.
Hallelujah. And then, of course, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening through. Thank you for the WhatsApps. And we are coming into the program called Men's Dialogue. Remember, if you have a men's show or a men's program or a men's movement, like the ones who are writing to us from Cape Town, the ones who are writing for us from Bloemfontein, and the ones in Joburg, this is your show. I'm inviting you to the show to come and tell us what your ministry of men is doing. Just like men of hope, and we are really interested into the activities of men and the things that they do. Right after this, Men's Dialogue.
Zibanda kanye nathi ekuguquleni impilo zabantu ilizwe liphela apha ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.